Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Another broadcast.
first day of the Feast of Unleavened Tabernacles. Otherwise, we don't play every role we have been played. This is the Feast of Tabernacles, first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the day where you got your white garments on, and on the eighth day you have your white garments on. All in between, you have your blue royal, and make sure you got your fringes with it. Remember one thing, the blessing is in the fringes. So let's see what we got going on this first day of Tabernacle. All the slots are still, 195 international countries, they ready to go. They're ready to go, and what's flashing on the international side is 110897. 110897. 110897. As we try to get our pod ready, we just see if we can find the elder and bring it in on the 110897. First day of the feast. So see if we find the elder and bring him in, and we'll get it going on the first day of the feast. And we live at camp 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All the camps is ready to go. Call for details. See Roy and get in where you fit in at. And see if you catch one of these feast days, because it's very important to understand something. Tabernacle, if you make it to Tabernacle, that means you have done a whole lot of great things to get there. That means you got past atonement. That means you got past the more of blowing trumpets. Then that means you all good. If you make it to Tabernacle, so this ain't nothing but a shadow of Tabernacle. This is called a shadow of Tabernacle. So see me find the elder and bring him in, and we got books ready for to put on something. Although the show been already going in all locations since the sunset, we just come to the airways a little bit late. But I don't think the broadcast was already going on in the class of all six settings. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, "Elder Tibbs, Yahweh be with you, C. Ray."
And Yahweh bless you, C. Israel, C. Goyle. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, Elder. Tell me something. Can you hear what's going on in the background, or is it not heard on the national or scene? Can you hear anything going on in the background?
Well, I hear a little light rumbling in the background, but not much to be of current concern. And that light rumbling just might be the enjoyment.
Okay. All right, excellent. 195 international countries, 110897 is flashing. So since that's the way it is there, Elder, we'll leave it like that. And whether you got to tell the national audience on the first day of the Feast of Tabernacle, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of 110,897 listeners. My. That's quite a bit to come to hear the words of Yahweh, but that's a good thing. You know, because generally most of the week we had been speaking about a particular case and a scenario that was talked about in the temple. I guess to elaborate on that without going into lengthy detail, it has to do with Psalms 96, verse 7 and verse 8. You know, when you give a contribution to a temple or to Yahweh, it's like going to a church when a pastor, and most of you can understand this, a pastor passing, having the trays passed among the members to commit their tithes and offerings to the church. And then after church service is over, one person decides, "Oh, I think I want to take this out because I need to get me a drink, or I need to do something else with that money." Now, once you commit to Yahweh, or you commit that donation, that's what it's for. It's for the embetterment of the word, for all the members and for the temple. This is why we came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking for can never find. You know, because it's the misinformed that can do none of these things. And we try to emphasize that. misinformed because they do not have proper teaching. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And those of us that are righteous, we know about Psalms 96, verse 7 and 8. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums contest for their righteous learning, even using Bible scriptures as the verbal weapons. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times of Christianity and bad teachings, and I should say bad habits also. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry that's coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you have finally found that which you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe Yadah is open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally, we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is from 7:30 to 10:30, current time. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using the website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Enter www.triveyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under the big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But again, after clicking that, you'll still see choices. You'll choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah your kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. This is what I always ask everyone to remember when they're doing this. To remember that Yahuwah loves that you're forgiven. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also, for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. You will be able to keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is, of course, to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is yhdh@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, I guess on normal days you can listen to our program after 9:15 p.m. Today will probably be after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, also during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African America. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. We are taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block over strict misuse. And if Raw Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. So at this particular time, we will turn our program back over to our Seer Israel. Keep your Bibles open. On this feast, looks like we may have a lot to learn. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tim. That was excellent on your part, and this is the first day of Tabernacle, the first day of Tabernacle. And remember one thing, before, although we prepared to eat them up, drink them up, but we got to be clear, those that make it to Tabernacle, those that be partakers of the real Tabernacle to come, when Yahuwah the Son called at hand, that means you don't have to be in a went through something. You don't have to have great stories. So we know nothing, no doubt about it. So I know the class has been in session since the sundown, but we'll go to the network. They're going to find some G Israel. We're going to get a couple of verses on the table. And we'll go from there. Oh, let's see if we find some G Israel on the network. And we'll get a few verses on the table. We'll kind of let you know exactly what this is all about. I mean, first you look up that when said about the y'all come out of here, y'all came out of here not for the miracle, y'all came out of here for the loaves. Look that up a minute and find out. So let me when you meet your sister with a loud voice, you say, Sister C. Israel. Down the wrong number or something, wasn't it? What I'm doing. Let me check and see if I'm down the wrong
Thank
number.
You.
I'm on the right track.
Come on, man. Let's go up front. Come on.
Say again.
Otherwise, I guess the network didn't hear a word I said. So the network didn't hear a word that we talked about, huh? One been heard. Hallelujah. What? Well, check now. Is I'm on there right now? Check now, people. Right. Check right now, see if we live. You hear me? Okay, all right. So I guess we start all back over again. Otherwise, inside the class, we was heard loud and plain, but on the network, we wasn't heard at all. So let's all run back over that again at Bo T as well. Let's back up and take a look at this this speech. Now the speech started. It started in the book of Jubilee 16. The speech that we're dealing with right now, we're going to get the foundation, the origin of this speech. And what is the name of it really called? By going to Jubilee 16. Deuteronomy 16, and let's pick it around by verse number 19. Pick it verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 16, 19. Let's start off right there. 16, 19.
The book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter, chapter 16, verse 19. And it reads, "And we went our way, and we announced to Pharaoh all that we had told him, and they both rejoiced with exceedingly great joy." Verse 20. "And he built there an altar to Yahweh who had delivered him, who was making him rejoice in the land of his sojourn. And he celebrated a feast of joy in this month, 7 days."
Wait a minute. So now they're going to celebrate a feast for what again? But what kind of feast is this going to be?
Of joy.
Oh, the feast is going to be a feast of joy. So in 7 days, that means no hair raising, backbiting, murmuring, complaining, because the 7 days that was set up by Abraham was a feast of what now?
Of joy.
Of joy. Okay, good. That's a good start. And what happened next?
In this month, 7 days.
In this month, 7 days. Okay.
Near the altar.
Yes.
Which he had built at the well of the oak.
Okay.
And he built booths for himself and for his servants on this feast. And he was the first to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles on the earth.
So Abraham is the first one to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles on the earth. Abraham was. All right. That's real good. So now, Abraham celebrated the Feast of Tabernacles. And what happened next?
Verse 22. And during these 7 days.
How many days in Tabernacles?
7 days.
Okay.
He brought each day to the altar a burnt offering.
Now, burnt offering today, you ain't got to bring no burnt. That's called a three-wheel offering. Matter of fact, let's preach something and show you what that means. That burnt offering means, Brother T, as we go to Deuteronomy 16, this means. Let's go and precept that to find out what that means today by going to Deuteronomy 16. Let's see what that means according to today. No, we ain't got to do no burnt offerings no more. But let's see by precepting your Bible 500 years later, and we find out exactly what that means. And let's see what it means, verse 17, 16, 17. This is what it means today, 16, 17.
The fifth book of the heavenly tablets, first five books of the Torah instructions, Deuteronomy 16, verse 16, chapter 16, verse 17. Every man and woman should give as he or she is able, according to the blessing of Yahweh, which he have given you.
So that's what that means by the burnt offerings right there. So that's what that means. So we clear with it. Now come on back to that Jubilees again. Let's get a little bit more. Back to Jubilees and pick up where you left off on.
Okay, I'm at still the verse 22.
Okay.
He brought each day to the altar a burnt offering to Yahweh. 2 oxen, 2 rams, 7 sheep, 1 he-goat for a sin offering, that he might atone thereby for himself and for his seed.
Still got a tone. That's big talk right there. But now we gotta precept that and see what that means. Now let's go that point right there, so to the 16th chapter of Exodus. And we'll pick that at verse 1. Let's see if we run down and see what that means. See, remember one thing, the Bible tells all the answers. You gotta know how to precept your Bible or learn how to do it. Because what Abraham did way back then, 500 years later, Moses is getting ready to do the same thing. Let's see. In Exodus 16, pick up verse number 1. Let's read down and find out what's going on.
The second book of the Holy Tablets, the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 1, and it reads, and they took their journey from Elam. All the congregation of the children of Israel came into the wilderness of Zion, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month.
Good. Skip down to verse 5 and take down to verse 11. Let's see what's going on. See what we can find out what's going on.
The book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 5 through 11. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in. And it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. Verse 6. And Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, at evening, then you shall know that Yahweh have brought you out from the land of Egypt, through the word Mizraim, land of bondage. Verse 7. And in the morning you shall see the honor, the greatness of Yahweh, but that he had heard your murmuring against Yahweh, which are you, and you murmur against us. Verse 8, and Moses said, this shall be what Yahweh should give you in the evening, flesh to eat in the morning, bread to the full, but that Yahweh hear it your murmuring.
Wait a minute, is you reading Exodus 16? What are you reading?
Yeah, Exodus 16.
No, okay, go ahead. I know it takes that long to get to the point. Go ahead. 5 through 11, right?
Yeah, 5 through 11.
Okay, good.
I'm at middle verse 8.
Okay.
Would you murmur against him? And what are we, your murmuring, are not against us, but against Yahweh?
Okay.
Verse 9. And Moses spake unto Aaron, and to all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before Yahweh, for he hath heard your murmuring. Verse 10. And it shall come to pass as Aaron spake unto all the congregation of the children of Israel that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, look, the greatness of Yahweh appeared in the cloud.
Good. Now run to Yahweh did appear. Let's go to Leviticus 16. Let's go to Leviticus 16.
Leviticus 16, verse 1. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 1.
Listen to this.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron.
All right, because two sons of Aaron, they were trying to do things according to the way they want to do it. That was the two sons of Aaron. They had their own agenda on what they was going to do for the Almighty. Skip down to verse 5 now again. Let's go back to verse 5 again.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 5.
Okay.
And these should take of the congregation of the children of Israel 2 kids of the goat for a sin offering, 1 ram for a burnt offering.
Okay.
16.
Now hold on, let me expound on verse 5. And you should take to the congregation of Israel 2 kids of goats for a sin offering and 1 ram for a burnt offering. Okay, good. All right, go ahead and keep reading. 6.
Verse 6. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering.
So Aaron don't offer the bullock for a sin offering. Go ahead.
Which is for himself.
So that means Aaron has to make sure he on the right track. So the leadership got to make sure they on the right track. Go ahead.
Yes. For himself is to make an atonement for himself. And for his family.
And for his family. Children of Israel. Verse 7.
7. and ye should take two goats, and present them before Yahweh at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So these two goats was presented before the congregation of the children of Israel. Verse 8,
and Aaron should cast lots upon the two goats.
And Aaron should cast lots on the two goats.
One lot for Yahweh.
So one of these goats is for Yahweh.
And the other lot for the scapegoat.
And the other lot for the scapegoat. So one of these burnt offerings will be for Yahweh. I know it's all jumbo right now, but hold that point. Stop right there in verse 8. Come back to the book of Jonah. Let's come back to the book of Jonah on what we're on right now. Come back to the book of Jonah. And pick it up at verse number 7. I'm going to take note of this myself. I don't know what this is. Which way it's going? Go back to Jonah 1, verse 7.
The book of Jonah, chapter 1, verse 7. And they say, everyone, to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that they may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah.
Now read that again, Brother Israel.
The book of Jonah, this is chapter 1, verse 7. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us.
Mm-hmm. So they were casting lots to tell us who have caused us to have this evil on us. Uh-huh. But they cast lots. So in Leviticus 16, verse number 8, again, keep your marker right there, because we just trying to check some out.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 8.
Yeah.
And Aaron should cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for Yahweh, and the other lot for the scapegoat.
Okay, so now Aaron was casting lots for us to find out who had caused this evil on the children of Israel. Who have caused this evil? Now let's precept that. We got to keep running this thing now until we get some answers. Let's run to the book of Daniel. Keep a marker there. They're coming all back. Well, we're going to stammer it up everything, Brother T. Israel. We're going to stammer everything up, then we're going to tighten everything up.
Yeah.
But now we got to find out, because we find out that Jonah and the ones that was with Jonah, they done the same thing that Moses and them doing, casting lots to see who guilty, who caused this problem on us. Okay. Now, what are we going to again?
The book of Daniel the seer.
Pick it up at 9, verse 4, see what it says.
The book of Daniel the seer. Chapter 9, verse 4, to read. And I prayed unto Yahweh, my Yahweh, and made my confession, and said, O Yahweh, the great and dreadful Yahweh, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, and to them that keep his covenant. Torah instruction, the first five books.
Wait a minute now. When he was praying, who was he praying for again? Say it again. But you own something. But I just can't get a hold to it right now, but you own something. Now, what was the seer doing again?
Daniel the seer, chapter 9, verse 4. And I prayed to Yahweh, my Yahweh, and made my confession.
Yes.
And said, Yahweh,
yes.
The great and dreadful Yahweh,
yes,
keeping the covenant, and mercy to them that love him,
uh-huh,
and to them that keep his commandments. Torah instruction.
So his prayer wasn't for everybody, was it? Mm-hmm. What was his prayer for, Brother Micaiah, according to what we just got through here? Who was the seal of prayer for, according to verse 4? So now he does some big time praying to Yahweh. He confessed his transgression, sin. So, and who else, and what else he saying in verse 4? Brother Mackay? What is he saying? See, he's saying something. Yeah, back to Daniel. Chapter 9, verse 4. He's making a final statement. That's why I say, you know, there's a lot of things we got to really get a hold to this thing. And Daniel chapter 9, verse 4, saying what?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 4.
What?
Verse 4.
What?
And I prayed unto Yahuwah.
I prayed unto Yahuwah.
My Yahuwah.
Yes.
And made my confession. And said, O Yahuwah, the great and dreadful Yahuwah.
Yes.
Keeping the covenant and mercy.
Yes.
To them that love him. To them that keep his Torah instruction.
Oh, so what you're trying to tell me, Brother Micaiah, his prayer is not for everybody. His prayer is to who? To Yahuwah.
To them that keep his Torah instruction.
Ain't that
verse
right?
5 book.
So his prayer, so the seer's prayer, oh, be those that keep the what?
Torah instruction. Verse 5 book.
So now, let's get a second witness on that. We need a second witness on that. Let's run and get down to verse 18 there, Brother Micaiah.
Book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 18.
And take it down to verse 20.
Verse 18 through 20.
Uh-huh.
Verse 18. Oh, my Yahuwah, incline thy ear.
Yes.
And hear. Open thy eyes. And behold our desolation. And the city which is called by thy name.
Right.
For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness.
Okay.
But for thy great mercy.
Because our righteousness are both T. Israel in 64 verse 6 of Isaiah is like what? So he ain't making no confession about the children of Israel pertaining to their righteousness. Because he says Isaiah made a profound statement about the children of Israel. Righteousness is like what? 64, verse 6.
Isaiah said, chapter 64, verse 6, and it reads.
What it reads?
But we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags.
So all our righteousness is what? In the sight of even the seer is like what? It's a filthy rag. So he's not making no confession for because you Israel. He's making a confession on those that are doing Yahuwah's word. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
Come on back and read a little bit more, Brother Micaiah. Come on back too. And so, come on back. So we own something now. Come on back to using 9, verse 18. Okay, where you at? Keep on down to verse 20.
Right. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 19 through 20.
What does it say?
Verse 19. O Yahuwah.
Yes.
Hear, O Yahuwah. Forgive, O Yahuwah. Hearken and do. Defer not for thy own sake, O my Yahuwah.
Okay.
For thy city and thy people are called by thy name.
So the seer praying to the city and the people that's called by thy name, right?
Yeah.
So that's what he's doing, huh?
Yeah.
Verse 20.
Verse 20. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, the family of Israel, and presenting my supplications before Yahuwah, my Yahuwah, for the righteous mountain of my Yahuwah.
Oh, so now we see it. Now we got a hold to what's going on. So, in Brother T. Israel, in the book of Matthews, so we have to be able to draw the line because many will say, would you pray for me? Pray for me. Okay, but we gotta find what the Bible's saying, how we make this happen to make sure Yahuwah will hear us. Let's see what he says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 7 and 8.
go to the book of Matthew.
Chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 9.
And it reads,
mm-hmm.
And when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to this baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers.
What do you call them?
Generation of vipers.
Go ahead.
Who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
Who will warn you to come, you bite?
Yeah, I bless you there, Mother D.F. Israel and C. Royal. Verse 8. Bring forth, therefore, fruit meet for repentance.
Scapegoats up and one for the peoples, one for Yahweh. But that been hanging around for quite a long time. Keep reading.
Okay. Offer year by year continually.
Right.
Make the commerce thereunto perfect.
So what they were doing that could not make it perfect, what they were doing, that was only to check you on what not to be doing. Keep reading.
Okay. The book of Eber. Book of Hebrews, polluted for Eber. Chapter 10, verse 2.
Right.
For then would they not have ceased to be offered? Because that the worshiper, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin.
So that could have held too much longer because they figure out a way to sin real good as long as they can find the animals and all that old stuff right there. It's okay. This is what I did. Now forgive me and hear my animals. Okay, good. Wait till the next.
Okay, verse 3. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year.
Right.
Verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin.
So it wasn't possible for the bulls to take away the sin anyway. Go ahead.
Verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me.
Oh, did we read over there that it was, that the sin offerings brought to Israel was for who? Come on back to this. Again, hold that point. Didn't we read over there in Leviticus, 16?
Yes, sir.
Didn't we read about the two goats was for what reason again, though?
Going back to Leviticus 16.
Yeah, wrong about verse number 6 to verse 8 again.
Leviticus 16, verse 8.
Yeah, listen real good what he's saying.
Leviticus 16, chapter verse 8.
Uh-huh.
And Aaron should cast lots upon the two goats.
The two goats.
One lot for Yahweh and the other lot for the scapegoats.
Uh-huh. That. Verse 8 again. Read again.
Leviticus 16, chapter verse 8. And Aaron should cast lots upon the two goats.
Yes.
One lot for Yahweh.
Oh, one of them was for Yahweh, right?
Yes, sir.
Good.
And the other lot for the scapegoat.
And the other was for the scapegoat. But one of the lots was for who?
Yahweh.
Oh, okay, good. So now let's go back now. Okay, now, Brother Micaiah.
Yeah.
Now we get a hold to this. But Yahweh get ready to do something. He could do something on his part of the two goats.
Okay.
He better do something. What he get ready to do? Back to the 10th chapter, see what he get ready to do.
Book of Hebrews, polluted for Eber.
Yes, sir.
10, verse 5.
What did he say?
Verse 5.
What?
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you would thou wouldest not, but a body has thou prepared me.
Oh, so one of them goats, it was one for him, so now a body was prepared for him to remove one of them goats. So the only thing going to be left will be the 12 tribes. So what happened in verse 12?
Book of Hebrews, polluted word for Eber, verse 12, chapter 10, verse 12. Verse 12. But this man, after he has offered one sacrifice for sin,
one sacrifice for sin,
forever, set down on the right hand of Yahweh the Father.
Oh, so Yahweh removed his part of his sacrifice. That's out the way. So his part out the way. So the two goats now down to one. Because Yahweh just right now removed himself out of the way. But what he said about the other goat then? What do you say about the other goat in 7 verse 6, brother T. Israel of St. John? But what do you say about the other goat? So now Yahweh had removed himself out of the equation. So now the two goats is one. Now let's find out what he says about the one goat in 7 verse 6.
Book of John, chapter 7, verse 6 and a read.
What it read?
John chapter 7, verse 6.
What it read?
Then Yahweh's son said unto them,
what?
My time is not yet come.
He said, my time is not yet come.
But your time is always ready.
But your time is always ready. So now he taking care of his part. Let's go to the 17th chapter, brother T. Israel. So he took care of his part now. So look what he says in 17:1-5 of St. John. So now his part of the two ghosts, he out of the way. So now you can't, that's why I say you can't bring no burnt offering for him. So it ain't talking about you bringing no burnt offering for him. You got your burnt offering now is the free will offering because he has moved himself out of the way. But you still on the clock. What you read?
Book of John chapter 17, verse 1-5.
What it say?
John chapter 17, verse 1.
What it
These
say?
Words spake Yahweh the Son and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, thou hast come unto your Son, that your Son may also may honor you. Verse 2. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
As many that you give him, but many just what, Brother Micaiah? And one verse number 10, verse 11, in St. John. So as many as you have, remember, we still talking about Daniel and all this good stuff. So, I mean, we're going somewhere. I see it. But in a minute, the world going to see it. So now, in St. John chapter 1, look what he says over here in 1:11.
Book of St. John.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 1, verse 11.
What it say?
Verse 11.
What?
He came unto his own.
He came unto his own.
And his own received him not.
Okay.
Verse 12. But as many as received him.
But as many as received him.
To them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh.
Oh, so as many as received him. That's the one he gave power. So a lot of Israelites ain't going to see nothing he got written. But you can't put no time in the one that's not, that ain't got nothing, that ain't going to do nobody. Because your prayer ain't going nowhere. But the ones that have received him, that's what you got to focus in on, the ones that's going to receive this thing. But you got a lot of people ain't going to receive this thing. Okay, good. So we find out right now how you got to position yourself on those that's not going to receive this thing. Now, Brother Micaiah, let's go to Mark chapter 4. Let's see if we get a little bit more out of this. I think I got a hold on this first day of tabernacle by understanding what he's saying. Mark chapter 4 and pick up verse number 9.
Mark
4, pick up verse 9 down to verse 11.
Mark chapter 4, verse 9 down to 11.
Right.
Verse 9.
What?
And he said unto them,
what?
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable.
Yep, the parable.
Verse 11. And he said unto them,
okay,
unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahweh.
Right.
But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable.
Oh. So a lot of people are not going to see what you see. If you without, you're not going to see what, how important it is on the first day of tabernacle, because you don't see it. And you don't see it, but those that within will see this, how important this tabernacle is, and those that without, they're not going to see it. Because he said, I'm not going to let them be able to understand this thing because they got the spirit of without. They got the spirit of without on them, so they is not going to receive what we tried to bring on the first day of tabernacle. Okay? On the first day of tabernacle. Now, phenomenal. The first day of tabernacle. Now, come on, brother T, let's go to the book Jeremiah. We're going to the book of Jeremiah, and we're going to look at a statement in Jeremiah chapter 11, and read from verse 9. We're going to try to tie this thing in, and we'll be tying it in real shortly about what we're working with. Jeremiah chapter 11, pick up verse 9. Remember the two escape goats and all that good stuff. So we find out the two, one of them represented Yahweh the Son. But Yahweh the Son had removed himself off of the equation. So he said, look, I'm out of the way now. I'm out of the way. And then Jonah asked a question. They asked Jonah a question. Who brought this evil on us? Who brought this evil on us? Now come back and let's read that again, Brother T. Israel. Let's come back to Jonah again. Because this book right here has a double meaning once you get the hang of what he's trying to say. Let's go back to Jonah 1, verse 7. Jonah 1, verse 7.
Book of Jonah is here, chapter 1, verse 7.
What's saying?
And they said,
everyone
to his fellow, come,
come,
and let us cast lots, that we may know for who caused this evil.
Who caused this what?
This evil.
They won't know who caused this evil. Now, hold that point. Excellent there, Brother T. Now let's go find out who caused that evil. Back to Daniel now. Now, let's go back to Daniel and find out, well, who caused this evil? See, they want to know. They want to cast a lot, same they did what Aaron did. So evidently, the war of the merchants that was with Jonah, they knew about the Torah instruction because they were doing the same thing Aaron doing. So they want to know who causing this problem. Who is causing this evil? Because we're in bad shape. But they want to know who causing the problem? Because we're in bad shape. That's what he's saying. Who causing this evil? That's what they want to know. Now, we're going back to Daniel chapter 9, and he's stopping up at verse 3, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, pick up at verse 4 now. Daniel 9, verse 4.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 4.
Yes.
And I prayed unto Yahweh, my Yahweh, and made my confession.
Oh, okay. So Daniel prayed to Yahweh to make his confession. And Jonah is hundreds of years after that. Go ahead.
It said,
right.
Oh, Yahweh. The great and dreadful Yahweh.
What is it again?
The great and dreadful Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Keeping the covenant and mercy.
Oh, so Yahweh, this dreadful Yahweh is a what keep again?
Covenant keeper.
He's a covenant keeper.
Yeah.
This dreadful Yahweh that we're dealing with is a what kind of keeper?
Covenant keeper.
He's dreadful and he's about to what?
Covenant keeper.
Covenant. Hold that point, Brother Micaiah. Bag up to Exodus 34. So this guy, he's dreadful, but he's about the covenant keeping, right?
Yeah.
That's what we read?
Mm-hmm.
In 34th chapter, pick up verse number 10. 27 and 28. Brother Micaiah. Exodus chapter 34, verse 10, 27 and 28. Now this dreadful Yahweh, the Spirit was telling you he's about the covenant keeping. Right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 10, 27 and 28. Verse 10. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people I would do marvel, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
For it is a terrible thing that I would do with thee.
Well, we find out he's terrible Yahweh, right?
Yahweh. Verse 27.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh said unto Moses,
well, what did he say to Moses?
Write down these words.
Yeah.
For after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with the family of Israel.
Oh, so the covenant is after the tenor of these words. So this guy right here, he's a covenant-keeping Yahweh dreadful, but he only responds to those that keep in the covenant. You got to be a covenant Yahweh to understand for Yahweh to intervene in your shortcoming. Huh? What does he say? What does he say next?
Book of Exodus, chapter 34, verse 28. Verse 28. And he was there with Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights. And you see, he did neither eat bread nor drink water.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote upon the tablets of the words of the covenant, the Torah instructions, the first five books.
The first five books. Right. Now, come on back, folks. He is ready to take you. Give me about three, four more here and pass over to Brother Yahweh Israel. I ain't going to get my little shot in now on this first day of tabernacle. I just want to make sure that we clear that this Bible is going to stand, and we got to find out the rules and regulations of it for Yahweh to intervene. So, in the book of Daniel, there, Brother Israel, pick up where you left off on.
I'm at verse 5.
What do you say?
Daniel chapter 9, verse 5.
Okay.
We have sinned. We have committed sin.
Right.
And have done wickedly.
Right.
We have rebelled.
Right.
Even by departing from your precept.
Uh-huh. So we don't want to do precept.
Yeah.
See, he said it is a sin when you depart from what again?
Precept.
Oh. That's a sin. So if you don't precept your Bible, you sin.
Yeah.
Is that what we're reading here?
Yes, sir.
Well, back and read it again. So that means that we gotta examine ourselves. According to what Daniel the seer is saying, if the precept is not in the understanding and the doing, you will find something spirit. Now bring out again.
Let's
bring it out.
Daniel 6, chapter 9, verse 5.
What it say?
We have sinned.
We have sinned.
We have committed sin.
Right.
We have done wickedly.
Right.
We have rebelled.
Go ahead.
Even by departing from your precepts.
So when you depart from the precept, you have done what?
Sin.
You have rebelled.
And rebelled.
You have sinned. And that will worry.
Yes, sir.
Back up from Micaiah. At 28, verse 10. 28 of Isaiah. So, that's why it's so important to understand one thing, that you got to examine yourself. You got to see if you're doing this covenant. 28, verse 10 says what? What it says in Isaiah 28, verse 10?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 10.
What it say?
Verse 10.
What?
For precept must be upon precept.
So precept must be upon precept.
Precept upon precept.
Precept on precept.
Line upon line.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Mm-hmm.
Here a little and there a little.
Here a little and there a little. So you got to precept your Bible. The only way you'll get understanding of your Bible, you must precept your Bible. That's the only way you'll get understanding of the Bible. That's why it's so important to follow anointed leadership. Because you're not going to get to understand unless you precept your Bible. He said, that's the only way you understand it.
Yeah.
So you got to find out what ministry that can show you what to do, because you're not going to understand by reading an Ezra novel. Now, come back to Daniel 9 again, because they want to know who brought this evil upon us. In the book of Jonah. So they cast lots to find out who have did what. So now, and the lot going to do something in a minute. We're going to read what the lot did in a minute. But come on back and find out but who did this evil. Daniel chapter 9 and pick a verse number. Let's bring the understanding man in the picture in verse 6. Come on, Brother T. Israel, to bring the understanding man in at 9, verse 6.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 6.
Verse 8.
Then have we listened unto your servants to fear. We're speaking your name.
Yes.
To our kings, our princes.
Oh. And so who supposed to do the speaking to the kings and our princes and our who?
And our fathers.
Who supposed to do all that according to verse 6? According to verse 6. Now we want to according to verse 6.
Yes.
That what we're reading?
Mm-hmm.
Is we reading that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we reading that, right?
Yeah.
So read it again now. Read that 6 again.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 6 in the read.
What do we read?
Neither have we hearkened, listen to your servants to see it.
Yes.
Was speaking your name.
Uh-huh.
To our king.
Oh, so he went visit the kings.
Our princes.
He went to the princes.
And to our father.
He went to our father.
And to all the people of the land.
Yes, sir. So there goes the responsibility of the fear to know his role. Okay, good. Now, skip down and see at verse number 11.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 11.
Yes.
Yea, all Israel have sinned.
All Israel have sinned.
No Torah instruction. Verse 5 book. Even by departing. That they might not obey your voice.
I can stand a little bit. I'm struggling. I can stand a little bit. Just bring it right here for me.
Therefore.
Go ahead.
Therefore the curse is poured upon us.
Uh-huh.
And the oath that is written in the first 5 books Torah instructions of Moses.
Yes.
The servant of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
Because we have sinned against him.
Okay.
12.
12.
He has confirmed his words, which he spake against us.
Okay.
And against our judges.
Watch it now. Here we go.
That judge us by bringing upon us a great evil.
Wait a minute. And that was the wicked Yahdahs want to know, the ones over there in Jonah, they were going to do some things, but they were doing things, that's another lesson, I can't get out there and all that. Oh, but the point in here, come back to Jonah again. So now, read verse 12, same book.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 12.
Go ahead.
He has confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges.
Right.
That judged us by bringing upon us a great evil.
What kind of evil?
Great evil.
Great. Let's come on, give me a little bit more.
For under the whole heaven.
Upon the whole heaven.
Had not been done as that been done upon the southern kingdom. Yadah, Israel.
So we don't have no tears for nobody else. We have tears for ourselves. The greatest evil been put on us. Everybody, we mourn for everybody else. We mourn for ourselves. Because the greatest evil upon the heaven was put upon us, wasn't it? Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Verse 8.
Therefore, Yahweh watch upon the evil.
What Yahweh doing?
Watch upon the evil.
He watched upon the evil. And
brought it upon us.
You mean Yahweh is the reason why we're in the condition we're in right now? Yahweh dropped his evil on us. It ain't got nothing to do with all this COVID-19, 20, 21, 22. Got nothing to do with none of it. This is Yahweh's hand on this thing. That's the point we're trying to make. Until we turn back to Yahweh and identify this Bible, you're going to have what kind of evil on you?
Great evil.
Go ahead and read.
All right. For Yahweh, our Yahweh is righteous in all his works, which he doeth, for we obey not his voice.
And we don't obey his voice, and Mother D. Fish, where is his voice at that we don't obey? Where is his voice at that we... What is the voice? Okay. with you. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
For they that dwell in Judah and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seer, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them and condemned him.
So the voice of the seer is read when?
Every
Sabbath day. So we always try to inform you exactly where you at, and you continue to kick against what we're ready. Just like we tell you, this is the first day of tabernacle. And he made it plain about the first day of tabernacle in the 14th chapter, verse 19. What is it, that Mother Day of Israel? What did it tell you in Zechariah 14, verse 19? What did it tell you about the first day of tabernacle? What is he telling you? See, we try to inform you to understand one thing. Yahweh is a covenant keeper. He's a covenant keeper, Yahweh. Look what he's saying in Zechariah 14, verse number 19.
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 19.
Yes.
This shall be the punishment of Egypt. The
punishment of Egypt?
And the punishment of all nations.
Wait a minute. What is the definition of Egypt?
Israel.
Well, hold. No. Got a verse. Let's run to Exodus and find out what is the definition of Egypt. What is the definition of Egypt back into, let's find it. This is the punishment of Egypt, right?
Mm.
But what do that mean to you? Why do a punishment of Egypt have to affect you unless it means something in 13 chapters, verse 1 and 3? What do Egypt mean to you? Brother Micaiah, in the Exodus 13, 1 and 3. What do that mean to you, Egypt?
We'll go back to the chapter 13, verses 1 and 3.
Yeah, 1 and 3.
1 and 3.
What does it say?
What it means to me. Verse 1.
What?
Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Verse 3.
What?
And Moses said unto the people.
What?
Remember this day in which ye came out from Egypt, polluted from Nazareth, out of the house of bondage.
So that is the land of bondage.
Yeah.
So Egypt to you is what? Bondage. So he's trying to tell you that if you don't do what I tell you that you can read, you will remain in where?
Bondage.
Now go to the 20th chapter of Brother Micaiah and look at verse 1, 2, and 3 of Exodus. So he letting you know you got to do what this man telling you to do, and if you do it the way he's telling you to do it, you do remain what the man is saying. What did he say?
Verse 20.
What?
Verse 1. What? Yahweh spake all these words saying.
And Yahweh spake all these words saying.
Verse 2.
What?
I am Yahweh.
I am Yahweh.
Thy Yahweh.
Yo Yahweh.
Which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, polluted from Nazareth.
Go ahead.
Out of the house of bondage.
So, when you see the word Egypt to you, children of Israel, what it mean to you?
Bondage.
Now, come on back to that again. Who was reading that? Maldiah Israel, you reading that, right? Read that verse again. With that understanding, you might want to tie it in when you see that word, bondage. This is to those, and you don't get around what Yahweh got on paper. I'm telling you now, Tom. Look what he got written. 14:19, right? All right, what it says? 14:19.
Zechariah chapter 14, verse 19.
Right.
This shall be the punishment of Egypt, the house of bondage.
For the children of Israel. Right?
Punishment
You mean if you do not keep the feast of tabernacles, what did he say? But what did he say about it? According to that verse right there, what is he saying? What is he saying? Who gonna bring the verse out? Who gonna bring that verse out in gray? Who wanna bring that verse out in gray? Who's going to bring that verse out in class?
Zechariah, chapter 14, verse 19.
What does it say?
This should be the punishment of Egypt through the word Mizraim, land
right.
of bondage for the children of Israel.
Right.
And the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the feet of the tabernacle.
Now, what is it saying? Not only them, who
all nations.
All
the so
nations.
That first day of tabernacle
all nations.
Is for all nations. Right? To keep that. To get to where he is.
Right.
To get so a lot of them gonna break ranking to get to where he is. You got to keep that tabernacle. So that first day of tabernacle is big business. And all of it is big business. So it's a punishment for everybody that don't keep it, because when he sit on the throne, he's going to require all nations to come keep that feast, that make it. All the nations that don't keep it, he's going to say, what's going to happen to them again? Back up, Moses. What's going to happen to them if nobody, if they decide to ignore this feast? But I heard A.B. say, you know, I'm pretty tired, but I'm pretty tired on this rail. I understand that. But one thing about it, we can be tired on this, but we got to hold on, because one thing about it, we see one thing. If we don't keep this right here, we're going to have not only some tiredness on you, we have some violence too, ain't we? Punishment, huh? Mm-hmm. So which one do you think going to be worse?
Right.
He's saying right now, if we don't get this right, back up to verse 18. Room of audio. So somebody got to lead by example. What does it say? Verse 18 and 19.
Yeah,
a little more loud. Yeah, verse 18. What's
verse 18.
What?
And if the family of Egypt go not up,
right,
and come not that have no rain.
So otherwise, the ones that make it, if they don't come up, he said, I'm not going to let no rain fall on them. But that's another lesson we tell you exactly what you're talking about, but go ahead.
There shall be the plague.
There's going to be a plague for not coming up.
Yahweh will smite the nation.
And he going to smite the nation for not coming up.
That come not up to keep the feast of tabernacle.
So he says he's going to punish you for not keeping the tabernacle. Is that what a man saying?
Yes, sir.
What he said, A, B, or B, in 1 verse 2 of the book of Titus. What he said in Titus 1 verse 2? Titus 1 verse 2. What he says in Titus 1 verse 2 about that? Titus 1 verse 2. Yeah, you got to put some bass in that voice now. 1 verse 2. Titus 1, verse 2. Yep.
In hope of eternal life.
In hope of eternal life.
Which Yahweh, that cannot lie.
Yahweh cannot lie.
He promised before the world began.
So he promises before the world began. So Yahweh promises before the world began, didn't he? Yahweh. So he ain't lying. So if you don't keep this tabernacle, Yahweh ain't lying what he said he's going to do for you.
Is that what we read?
Well, we read.
Anyway, the wind blows.
Yes, sir.
So, now come back to Jonah again. Now, come on back to Jonah again. I'll pick back up at Jonah. So, he let you know, if you're not going to keep the tabernacle, you got a punishment coming. And that's for everybody that made it to that. Did we read that?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
I'll be with you there, Brother Elijah.
Now, come on, now, bring it up.
Jonah chapter 1.
Yes.
Verse 7, it reads.
What it reads?
It says, everyone, this fellow.
Right.
Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah.
So then the lot fell upon Jonah, and Jonah is representing, and Yahweh got his part out the way. Go ahead and read. Go ahead and read.
Okay, verse 8.
What?
Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray you, for whose cause this evil is upon us.
So now, who caused the evil that we just got to read? Who caused the evil? Did we read it in Daniel? Who caused the evil? So all Jonah's doing is rehearsing the righteous act of the same thing that goes on, period. And the same thing we doing right now, doing the same thing. So we understand that Yahweh is the one caused the evil to come upon us. But now we're going to see what he says. What he says, Brother Elijah. We're going to see exactly what he says, Brother Elijah, in St. John chapter 7. We're going to St. John chapter 7. And we'll look at verse 2 and 8 and 14. We're going to St. John chapter 7. So we found out now that Jonah and the ones that is driving that merchant ship, they also is from God, because they're doing the same thing that Aaron and was doing. Well, there's a problem that cast lots and it fell on Jonah. So why are they doing the same thing and we doing the same thing that they did? That's why we can understand what's going on. They got to do the same thing the Bible telling you to do. But come on back here. Before you read that, come on, give me a little bit more on Jonah here. My brother T, where you leave off on?
I'm in verse 8.
Okay, keep reading a little bit more.
Jonah chapter 1, verse 8. Then said they unto him,
what?
Tell us, we pray you, for who caused this evil upon us?
Okay, we just found out who caused. Now, who caused the evil upon God? We just got to read.
Daniel.
He said, it ain't nothing happened greater than happened on y'all God, didn't it?
Yeah.
So we found the same thing that Jonah going through. They went through it back there coming out, and the same thing we going to go through it. The same thing going to be on us. But when you see all this, you say this Bible is lining up. But we trying to figure out how to get it off us to lead by example to help others. Because Yahweh ain't going to change his method. He's telling you if you don't keep this thing, what he going to do to you.
Yeah.
And we reading the shadow of what happened even in Jonah today. Coming out the two escape goats. One was Yahweh, and the other one represented the children of Israel. Now Yahweh moved his yoke out of the way. He out of the way now. So he has done his part now, so the one left is the children of Israel. You see that? So now we got to find out how to get this up for us. So he's talking, y'all. He's talking. Come on back to Jonah again and read a little bit more.
Okay, I'm in a verse.
Now, I'm going to start tying it in. I'm going to put 15 more minutes in. I'm going to pass it on. I can take care of this some other time. I'm going to put 15 more minutes in this. Go ahead.
What is your occupation?
Now, he want to know who you are.
Jonah chapter 1, verse 8.
What are you doing? And he's going to tell
him who he is. Charlie, go ahead.
And which cometh you?
He said, they want to know what, who are you? Who are you, Jonah? What is your occupation? Because a lot of it fell on you, and but we in trouble. But we got to find some information about you.
Right.
Same thing, we'll find out now. Who are these bosses of the truth? Like, who is making up all this, is setting the standards about what's going on today? Same thing, y'all. But, you know, but a lot of us can't see this right now. But we see it through the pages of the book very much.
What is your country and land?
Yeah.
And what people are you?
And what people are you? And what did he say?
Verse 9.
What did he say?
And he said unto them.
What did he say?
I am an Israelite.
He said, I'm an Israelite.
And I fear Yahuwah.
That's right. And by being in that position, he still doesn't know he's an Israelite. Okay, good. Now, let's go, Brother Elijah, and St. John 7, verse 2, 8, and 14.
St. John, chapter 7, verse 2, 8, and 14.
What does it say?
I see the tabernacle.
What, who speaks what it again?
Nah.
What did he call? Okay, good.
Hey, Yahuwah.
Well, ye up unto the sea.
So, now, he said, now, he's telling his family from Galilee, y'all go up to the sea.
I go not up yet unto this sea.
He said, well, I'm not going up to the sea yet.
But my time is not yet full come.
But my time has not full yet come.
14.
Huh?
Now about the midst of the feast, now about the sun went up into the temple.
Oh, so everything got good and ready, then who showed up?
Yahuwah
the sun showed up, huh? And what did he do? What was he doing? And that's what we doing right now. You got the first, on the first day of the feast, you got to do what again, verse 14?
Teach.
See, that was got to go on first. We know it's going to be some eating, drinking, and everything else, but you got to follow the Bible. When Yahuwah got there in verse 14, what did he do?
Teach.
Huh? That was the first thing we got to follow the Bible. So when he got there, he done with teaching. We know we're going to do some eating. We know we're going to do some drinking. But the first thing we got to do is what?
Teach.
Verse 33.
Then say,
what?
In a little while I am with you.
In a little while, I'm going to be with you.
Then I go to him that sent me.
See, but then I'm going to leave. But wait a minute now. But then I'm going to go. Now, Brother Hosea from Northern Kingdom. Let's go to Luke chapter 4, pick it verse 18. Now keep that in your mind. He said, now I'm going to be with you a little while. You know, I got to go. Huh? Is that what we read?
Yeah.
I got to go. I got to go back to who sent me down here.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't gonna make it too long, but that's how it happened. That's why some teachers got to be understood about what you get ready to get off into. If you're going to follow the Bible, you got to follow this Bible. What's the reading of
Luke chapter 4?
Verse 18, yes. Let's get a little bit.
The Spirit of Yahuwah is upon me.
Oh! The Spirit of Yahuwah got to be upon you. To do this thing, you got to have the what?
Spirit of
you got to have the Spirit of Yahuwah got to be upon you. Go ahead.
Because he has anointed me to teach.
And he has anointed me to what?
Teach the word.
To teach the what?
The word.
Teach the word. So he's been anointed to teach the word. So we have been anointed to teach the word. We've been anointed to teach this word.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
To the poor.
Huh?
To the poor.
To who?
The poor.
Oh, no. I remember Brother had a church. He said, all the poor, y'all get in the back. All the ones that got something going on up front. I think his name was, what that brother name was, K.L. Barrett or somebody. He had those big old churches. And look at here. Y'all with them half cock cars, put them in the back somewhere. Put all the walls up front that got something that I can use when we leave here. Huh? I think his name was T.L. Barrett. And I don't know what happened to the day, but that just came up like that. No offense to anybody, but that's what they do. They forget this part right here. You got to teach the thing to the who?
Poor.
The poor. Go ahead.
Yeah, fit me to heal the broken heart.
And our job is to go and do what?
Heal the broken
mind. All these broken minds, that's what we got a big job on our hands. But he says, go ahead and read. So we got to keep what? To who? Wait a minute, what's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah.
So overall, we got a job to do, right?
Yeah.
Brother Micaiah, let's run over to and find out who he talking about that we got in Ezekiel. Let's find out who we got to go and get at first. See, we got to get somebody first, and we got to read what we got to do in the third chapter. Who we got to get at first to make sure 3:11 and 27. Ezekiel chapter 3:11 and 27. Brother Micaiah, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 11 and 27.
Book of Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 11 and 27.
What it say?
Verse 11.
What?
And go, get thee to them of the captivity unto the children of thy people.
Oh, but go get your go to who?
Unto the children of thy people.
Because the children of your people, where they at? Where they at according to this verse? They're in captivity.
Yeah.
They're in captivity now, y'all.
Yeah.
Brother, hold that point. Brother Elijah, let's back up in the book of Daniel and put a name on where they got to go first then. Let's go, the captivity, right? We got to understand the Bible got to tell us our story. But first, where they got to go first at? 6:13. Again.
Israel, right?
And let's see now what you do next with them.
7.
What?
And he go.
What?
Teach.
Teach.
Same.
Teach. So we got to go to the Gentiles, which is the Samaritans, which is northern kingdom. And we got to do what?
Teach.
Teach. We got to show the order for Yahweh to intervene. The order. So in the last chapter, and be obedient of Isaiah, this is what got to happen for Yahweh to intervene. We go on to 11 and pick up at verse number 12. Isaiah 11, verse 12. So we got to see the Bible got to tell us. See, some things got to stop. But the Bible is what tells you what got to stop according to the Bible. We're going to find out what got to happen. Chapter 11 and pick up at verse 12.
Chapter 11, verse 12.
All right. Verse 12 and 13. This is real good now.
Yeah, chapter 11, verse 12 and 13.
What?
Verse 12. And he said, set up an ensign for the nation.
The ensign for the nation.
And shall assemble the
outcast. The outcast who? Now, the outcast of Israel is the ones of northern kingdom. The outcast of northern kingdom, Israel. Watch this now.
And gather together the dispersed.
The dispersed. Watch this now.
Of Jabdai-Judah.
Oh, who?
Jabdai-Judah.
Where is Jabdai-Judah at? Read.
From the four corners of the earth.
So who in the four corners of the earth?
Jabdai-Judah.
So that's southern kingdom. So Jabdai-Judah supposed to be in every nation upon the sun, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? And what does it say in 13? Now listen good.
The envy also of Ephraim got to depart.
See, right now we got a problem with northern kings. You don't look like northern kings. You got this right here. No. We got to recognize things, Bob, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 16, brother T. Israel. This is how we got to recognize northern kingdom and even southern kingdom. From the 8th chapter, verse number 14 and 16. Read it, brother T.
Romans chapter 8, verse 14 and 16.
But
when many are led by the Spirit,
so you got to be led by this word.
Word of Yahweh.
Bread.
They are the sons and daughters of Yahweh.
So that's how you got to make it. Who is led by the Spirit of Yahweh? They are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Go ahead.
Verse 16.
Listen good.
The Spirit itself bear witness.
The Spirit gonna bear witness.
Without our spirit. Then we are the children of Yahweh.
So the Spirit gonna bear witness. So the Spirit gonna bear witness. Don't be looking at a brother from the northern kingdom or southern kingdom. Those that are by the power of Yahweh, that's the one you work with.
Yes.
You work with the one that's in the power of Yahweh.
Yes.
Well, he from northern kingdom. Oh, no. The only way you don't get back to this thing, you got to recognize from this Bible, because we can with brother and brother, the Samaritan from the northern kingdom, he helped the brother from southern kingdom, then the one from southern kingdom helped him. That's another lesson. Can't get all the things in that one time. But we're going back, we're up off that, A-Bill. Go back to the 11th chapter. So we have to make sure we make the calling according to the Bible. Because Jabdai-Judah left a brother laying out there for dead, and northern kingdom came and jumped him and picked him up and said, look here, take care of this brother. Give a couple of dollars. When I come back, whatever you need the most, I'll do.
Isaiah chapter
11,
verse 13.
Yeah, right.
Verse 13. The enemy also of Ephraim shall depart.
Right.
And the adversaries of Yahweh Judah shall be cut off.
continue to be an adversary, those that of your God Judah, you continue to be low down and sneaky, you're going to be what?
Cut off.
You're going to be cut off. Get up, God Judah.
Yeah.
You're going to be cut off if you continue with that low down spirit.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Ephraim,
northern kingdom.
Shall not envy Judah.
And Ephraim should not envy Judah, because Judah is the one that's the lead tribe. Well, you know, they're the lead tribe. You got to accept that. You can't envy what your father is. You got to give it to you. Go ahead.
And Judah, southern kingdom shall not bet
you. He's from
the northern kingdom.
So we got to stop the betting and put this thing together now. We got to put it together, and we put it together like that, this is what's going to happen. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 50. Let's read, Brother Micaiah, what's going to happen. See, now we got to put this thing together and get back. That's why this feast day is so important. To understand, you got to do these feast days, and that's where the bonding come in at, start getting this thing together. We got to organize to help our people to get our blessing, and Yahweh is going to intervene.
Yeah.
If we do Bible. If we do Bible, he's going to intervene. We're going to Jeremiah 50 and watch this thing. And this is how it's going to happen. Once the envy stops between northern and southern kingdom, and they get to sign out who's going to do what, then watch what's going to happen in 50. Bring him, Micaiah.
Okay. Book of Jeremiah.
What?
Chapter 50, verse 4 and 5.
What it say?
Verse 4.
What it say?
In those days, and in that time, said Yahuwah, the family of Israel,
Northern kingdom
and southern kingdom, or northern kingdom, shall come.
Yep.
And, let me see, come. They and the children of Yadah Judah together.
Southern kingdom.
Go ahead. Going and weeping.
Go ahead.
They shall go.
Go ahead.
And seek Yahuwah.
What are they going to do?
There Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Seek Yahuwah.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
There Yahuwah.
Five.
Verse 5. They shall act the way to Yadah Judah.
Right.
With their faces bitterward.
Yes.
Saying,
what?
Come. And let us join ourselves to Yahuwah.
Okay.
And in perpetual covenant.
Yeah.
They shall not be forgotten.
Yeah. So now that's what we try to set up right now. Get down verse 33 and 34.
Okay.
Now watch this now.
With your mind. Verse 33.
We got to put the band that's real good. 34.
Verse 33.
Now come on back, Brother Elijah. in the seventh chapter and look at verse 37 and 38 of St. John 7. Back to St. John 7, 37 and 38. So we found out some teaching got to be done. We got to take our position, and we got to pull this thing together. They got to see North and Southern Kingdom come this thing together, and y'all walk away in the peace. St. John 7, 37, 38 says what?
St. John chapter
7. Verse 37 and 38.
The last day.
He stood and cried. What?
Any man thirst.
What?
Let him come up to me.
Right.
And drink.
Right.
He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Now, so in St. John chapter 6, then what did he say? He made a statement. Brother O'Shea, he made a statement on something in St. John chapter 6. He made a statement. Let's see what he says in St. John 6, 62. What did he say?
John chapter 6, verse 62.
What did he say?
What? And if you shall see the Son of Man stand up where he was before.
So he says, what if you see me going back where I was before? 17 chapter, verse 4 and 5 on that. What was he at before? He said, what if you see me go back where I came from?
John 17.
Yeah, verse 4 and 5.
John chapter 17, verse 4 and 5.
What did he say?
I've honored you on the earth.
He said, Father, I have honored you on earth. I have done the part you told me to do on earth.
I have finished the work which you givest me to do.
And I have finished the work you have given me to do.
Verse 5.
But
Now, O Father.
Honor you me.
With your own self.
With the honor.
Greatness which I had with you before the world was.
So the Son is taking credit for being hopped up back to the left.
Before the world was.
He said, now I'll finish the work that you have gave me to do. Right? Now, get even back what I had with you before the world gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, right. After he said all that, now what he says in the 14th chapter, verse 12.
John chapter 14, verse 12.
Uh-huh.
Truly, truly, I say unto you. He is he that believeth on me.
He or she that believeth on me. Who is this me, child? Who is this me? Look it loud.
Yahweh
the Son.
The work that I do.
The work that, who is the I? Look it loud. Great.
Yeah. The work that I do, shall he do also.
That she do also.
What? Shall he do also.
What was Yahweh doing that we've been reading all night? What was he doing? But without him. So he said it's going to come somebody behind me, and he going to do the work that I did. What did Yahweh the Son done that we can read?
Teach.
Y'all hear that? Yeah, we hearing this?
Yeah.
So somebody going to come behind Yahweh and do some what?
Teach.
And that's the same thing he was doing, right?
Yeah.
Right? And what happened next?
And great works indeed shall he do.
Oh, and he said that he going to do greater works. What works was Yahweh doing?
Teaching.
That's what you're doing, y'all. We got him doing miracles. He got all that. But that ain't what he wants you to worry about, the miracles and all that. Can you make my knee get right? And all that old stuff. No, no, no. That ain't what we here for. He said, we here is to do greater works than what he was doing. And we found out what he was doing was what?
Teaching.
Look at that.
Teaching.
Look at no Mother of Israel. He even heard that. Teaching. So that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. We got to do some teaching, y'all. And what happened next?
I'm about halfway.
Okay, great.
When I go to my father.
Did we read that? Did we read you going away?
Yes, sir.
So it's no need for you to be hollering at him, because he don't gave you who your intercession is right now. If they're going to do the same thing I did, but at a greater level of what?
Teaching.
And that's what this piece is about, is to understand why you here. The teaching part. Great.
All right, verse 13.
Now, you finished 12 up?
Yes, sir.
We'll read 12 more times. It sounds real good. Read again.
Judges chapter 14, verse 12.
Go ahead.
Truly, truly.
What?
I say unto you.
Go ahead.
He that believeth on me.
He that believe on me. Put a name on the name. He and the me. Put a name on it.
He, Yahweh the Son.
Go ahead.
That believeth on me.
Go ahead.
Yahweh the Son,
uh-huh.
The work that I, Yahweh the Son, do,
go ahead.
Shall he do also.
And who is the he? And now
he's stuck.
And now we stuck. See, now we don't got stuff. See, this is where our level got to come. Now we don't got stuff. Did we read 13:27? What do you say in 13:27 of Acts again? This is where we get stuck at. We got to stop this up. We got to be able to know how to deal with the same with the according to the Bible as it is written through the precept. You just got to be reading over there in 13:27. Yeah. You just got to be reading. Come on, brother, go see and read it.
Acts chapter 13, verse 27.
Listen to this.
They that dwell at Yad Judah.
You right?
Their rulers.
Right.
Because they knew him not.
Nor
yet the voices of the seers, which are read every Sabbath.
The voices of the who?
The seers. Are read every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath day.
They have fulfilled them in condemning.
So, who voice are you supposed to hear every Sabbath day?
The seers.
Yeah. Okay. What he says in Amos 3 verse 7. Brother, I'm seeing what he says in Amos 3, verse 7. What did he say? Backed up with Brother Elijah in 1:68-75. Come back. Don't get you going in. Yeah. But we got to study. That's why I said we all both have a book. We both have everybody's number in the six anointed camps. We got to call our brothers and sisters and say, give me a good word, I'm going to give you one.
Yeah.
We got to do this thing, because we got to stop. Suppose when Brother Yacht died on the storm machine, and that thing skip all over the place. How them garments going to look if it skip all over the place? That's the same thing we're doing when we come down this word. We skipping all the place. Oh, you don't know. It's time to be on the know. It's laid out there to know we laid it right out there plain about how it's working. Yahweh the Son said, I'm gone. The next time you see me, we're going to read that in the book of Habakkuk. When he coming back, we're going to read that and I'm going to get out the way. But what we read now? Amos 3:7. Come on, brother, see him.
Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the
Yahweh
will do nothing.
When
he reveals his secret,
so if Yahweh don't do nothing, who are you going to tell the next move to?
Yeah.
Is that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
Read it in 10 verse 7. Say same book of Revelation. Let's get a second witness, Brother O'Shea. Let's read it. Let's get a second witness. Because this is a great what? What is this according to 10 verse 7? What is this? What is this we read? What is this? What we read now is a what according to 10 verse 7?
Nice. 10 verse 7.
Right.
In the day of the voice of the seventh ministering.
What day did Yahweh say he was at the last day of that feast, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And the last day of the seven trumpets, right?
Yeah.
The last of it. So at the last one, he upped the ante on that last one. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Did he? He really brought it on. What does he say? Go ahead.
He shall begin to sound.
And when the seven trumpets... The memory of God will be fixed by the house.
He has declared to his servants the fear.
So they already know what? They already know his what? His mystery. We're telling you the mystery now. We're trying to get the mystery to you. If we get in order, this thing is over with. If we get in order and recognize the protocol of this mystery, it's over with. We put this thing line up when the brothers is in place. This thing is over with.
Yeah.
Brothers are going to come in from all over the world to find the ones that have put this thing together. But we got to get together. We can't be keep on bumming all around this thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go in this thing and break it down the way it is. It's a big job. Now what did we leave off on? Yep. That was Luke chapter 1.
Okay.
We'll make it Luke chapter 1, verse 6-8-5. Brother Elijah. Brother McKay had me to Habakkuk chapter 1. And we're going to read down and show you exactly what Yahweh is going to do. Yahweh is not going to intervene until this time. We're going to show you when he's going to intervene.
Luke.
Yes.
Chapter 1, verse And the righteous one from Mount Paran.
Go ahead.
His honor covered the heavens.
Right.
And the earth was full of his praise.
Right.
Verse 4.
Right.
And his brightness was as the light. And he had horns coming out of his hand.
Horns represent power. He had so much power come by that boy. He had power in him. Did he read over there in 2018, is all power given to him? See, you ain't got nothing going on with this stuff. You got power. He had power coming in every direction. Glory.
Mm-hmm. There was the hiding of his power.
Right.
Verse 5. Before him went the pestilence.
Oh, before him went the pestilence?
Yeah. And burning coals went forth at his feet.
That means the pestilence, that's them great big angels. That's them great big angels. Them, yeah. You know, so in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11, you know, they were just closing their, they were like, oh, they're ripping this thing, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, and verse 6, he stood and measured the earth.
Now, this man can measure the earth. Go ahead.
He beheld.
What?
And drove asunder the nation.
The nation means all the nations, every nation. Correct?
And the everlasting mountains were scattered.
Mountains is government. All the big time government. A mountain means government. Yeah. Ain't you about no regular mountain out there, but that's a double means they got right too. They got out of his way. Everybody got, when he come back, business is coming back. He not coming back. If you not in order, this is his return back right here. Go ahead.
The perpetual hills did bow.
Every government bowed. Everybody got that knee right. He talked about that in the 45th chapter, verse 23 of the book of Isaiah, how every knee going to get right.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Okay. His ways are everlasting.
His ways been told from everlasting what he going to do.
Verse 7.
What?
I saw the tents of Cushan.
Right. Go ahead.
In affliction. And the curtains of the land of Midian.
So everybody's going to read.
But I'm about to speak to the
real people again. He's not talking about no regular. Bible got double meaning. He pleads about the people. Go ahead.
Was his anger against the people?
All these nations. That's what it means, the people.
Was the wrath against the sea, the 17 nations?
That's right.
That thou didst ride upon thy horses.
Right.
And the chariot.
Right.
The salvation.
That cloud bed.
Verse 9.
What?
Thy bow was made quite naked.
Uh-huh.
According to the oath of the tribe.
What?
Even thy word.
Uh-huh.
Thou didst cleanse the earth with rivers.
What?
Verse 10. The mountains saw you, and they trembled.
The governments, all the government, everybody, you know they got, they had back even in Reagan days, he talked about send up all these things up in space because of we one day we might be invaded. But he was talking right, but didn't know he was talking right. Go ahead.
And the government saw thee.
Yep.
And they trembled.
Right.
The overflowing of the water passed by.
Go ahead.
The deep uttered his voice.
Go ahead.
And lifted up his hands on high.
Huh.
Verse 11.
What?
The sun and the moon stood still in their habitation.
Right.
At the light of thy arrows, they went. And at the shining of thy glittering spear. Verse 12. Thou didst march through the land in indignation.
That means he marched through the land. That means if you didn't get your act right, your talk is over. It is payback time now. Remember told in Hebrews chapter 10, sit on my right hand till I make your enemies my footstool.
Yeah.
So now this is time. Go ahead.
Thou didst thrash the heathen in anger.
You took care of all the ones that's on the left side.
Verse 13.
What?
Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people.
Oh, but this is all about the salvation of who?
The salvation of thy people.
Because you keep on asking how long you want revenge. You tell, I'm going to give you revenge. Get in order. Right?
Even for the salvation of thine anointed.
Right.
Thou wentest the head of the house of the wicked.
You wounded the head of the family, the nation of the wicked. You wound the head. Right?
Thou wounded the head of the house of the wicked.
Right.
By discovering the foundation unto the neck.
Right.
Unto the neck.
Right.
Verse 14. Thou didst strike through with the eye, the head of the citizens. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me.
They came out, and what happened when they came out, Brother Elijah and Second Ezra 5:11, what happened? What happened? They came out. All the nations came out. Everybody got together, stop what they're doing to get a good fight in. And what did Yahweh do in 2 Ezra 5:11? This Bible is told. We got to get it in order. Stop fumbling around with this thing. 5:11, what did it say in 2 Ezra 5:11? What happened? They all came out on it.
Verse 11. Well, they also shall ask another and say, righteousness that maketh a man right going through you.
Well, you in 2 Ezra 5:11. All right, go ahead. Stay on down.
And it shall be no.
Yeah, I'm missing my hit. What part I'm missing, Brother Yagdai? I'm missing my hit right here. 5:11, 2 Ezra 5:11, I'm missing my hit. I wasn't telegraphing at all. What hit I'm missing, y'all?
13.
Well, people, keep reading down 13 then.
12.
Yeah, 13, wait a minute. 13, 5:11. Okay, 13, that's what I said, 13, 5:11, right? Okay, well, I mean 13. Thank you. Now, just give me verse 11. 13:11. They, all of them came out. The same thing you read in the book of Joel. Everybody came out on him in 13 chapter, verse 11, and what happened?
2 Ezra 13:11.
Let's see.
They were all mixed together.
Right.
The blast of a fire, the flame of breath, and great temper, and filled with violence upon the multitude, which was prepared to fight.
Right, they were prepared to fight.
Burned them up, everyone.
And Yahweh done what to them?
Burned them up.
He burned every last one of them up. Burned them all up. So we already know how quick this going to be. He'll get them down in that big old open valley out there in Jehoshaphat. Get all the dignitaries down there. They're going to try to fight. He's going to fly up on a high mountain. And he's going to burn every last one of their tail up. That's what happened to them. He's going to kick them real good and quick. He's going to burn their tail up. You see? So all that joining in with them, you better wait, because they're going to get their tail burnt up. Go back, Brother Micaiah.
Okay. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 16.
Let's see.
When I heard, my belly trembled.
He said, now when I see it, when I heard about exactly what this man going to do, his belly trembled.
Okay. My lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones.
Right.
And I trembled in myself.
What did he say?
That I might rest in the day of trouble.
This man, the fear, Rebecca says, on that day of trouble, I want to make sure I am rested.
Yeah.
Make sure I don't want to be nowhere around when you do what you get ready to do.
Yeah.
He said, I want to be asleep, rested. That's all sleep is. Death is asleep.
Yeah.
I want to be resting. Go ahead and read.
When he cometh unto, up unto the people.
And when he come up to the people.
He will invade them with his truth.
So now you're going to see on invasion. Now this is going to be a real invasion. He's going to invade them with his truth. Go ahead.
Okay, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom,
right,
neither shall fruit be in the vine,
right,
the labor of the olive shall fail,
right,
and the field shall yield no meat.
Right.
The flock shall be cut off from the fold,
right,
and there shall be no herd in the stair.
Right.
So,
18.
Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in Yahweh.
And that's what we're going to do, rejoice in Yahweh, like keeping these feast days and everything else. We're going to rejoice in Yahweh.
I rejoice in Yahweh of my salvation.
Yahweh of your salvation.
Verse 19.
What?
Yahweh is my strength.
Right.
And he will make my feet like hen.
My hind feet. Like
hind feet.
That's that goat, I mean that deer. Go ahead.
And he will make me to walk upon my high place.
Go ahead.
To the chief.
So, and on that note, over to Brother Yahweh Israel.
upon the family.
Yeah, Israel.
Israel.
Let me get one more out of here. Mother dear Israel, you got a Jubilee over there.
Yeah.
Look at Jubilee chapter 32. Now, Jacob made a quick move, and we need to read that. I find this thing perfectly. Look at the book of Jubilee, chapter 32. Mother dear Israel of Leroy. Let's look at 1 through 4. Verse 7. Verse 16.
This was joy.
They're doing 7 days.
So this thing go down how long?
Seven days. And blessing and thanking Yahweh who has delivered him out of all his tribulations.
So this is a sign of what we should be doing. Blessing and thanking Yahweh that we're coming up out of all this tribulation.
Yes.
On number 7, right?
Yes.
That's when he go down on number 7. Come on.
And had given him his vow.
Verse 16, what's going on?
Verse 16.
Uh-huh.
And on the following night, on the 22nd day of this month, Israel resolved to build that place and to surround the court with a wall and to sanctify it and made it righteous forever.
So it's been on the 22nd day something going down, right?
Yeah.
Verse 27 through 29. Mother to give Israel to see the road. Let's see what happened there on the 22nd day. 27 through 30. Mother to give Israel.
Verses 27. And he celebrates there yet another day.
But hey, it's another day after the Sabbath, right?
Yeah.
Great.
And he sanctified there on a court.
Sacrifice
there on according to all that he sacrificed on the former day. And called his name Addition.
And he called it name Addition. It was one added to the Sabbath.
Yes.
That day is the 8th day, right?
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
For this day was added. And the former days he called the feast.
Verse 28.
28.
Mm-hmm.
And thus it was manifest that it should be. And it is written on the heavenly tablet. Wherefore it was revealed to him that he should celebrate it and add it to the 7th day.
So if we add one day to Sabbath, what day, how many is that?
8.
So that 8th day is very important, eh?
Yeah.
Verse 29, come on.
And its name was called Addition. Because that it was recorded among the days of the feast day. According to the number of the days of the year, and in the night on the 23rd of this month.
So this thing goes from evening to evening, right? So if it jump off on the 8th day, and it ends, that would be the 22nd. And it would end the evening of the 23rd. That's all we need, that Mother Jeff. And on that note, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother T. Israel of C. Roy, as I said,
hallelujah. 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 All right, Brother Elijah Israel. Leroy, give me that Luke chapter 12, verse 12, real quick. That's right. That righteous spirit will teach you in that same hour what you ought to say. All right. Okay. All right, Brother O'Shea Israel. All right, give me that Matthew 21. Matthew 21, take a bit 14 and 15.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 14. And the blind and the lame came.
Again, Luke 21, 14 and 15. Yeah. Luke 21. Give me that Luke 21, 14 and 15. Luke 21, verse 14 and 15. Luke 21,
21, verse 14. Settle it therefore in your mind. Not to meditate before what you should answer.
So, all right, don't start writing down, you know, like, trying to get a lesson together, start writing. Write down better. So he says, settle not for in your mind and to meditate what you should ask. You speak on. Verse 15.
15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries cannot be able to gainsay nor resist.
What do you mean I will give you a mouth of wisdom? I will give you a mouth of wisdom. Okay. What do you mean by that I will give you a mouth of wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
All right, sir. Let's give me that Sirach, Brother Makai Israel. Let's go to Sirach chapter 1. Go to Sirach chapter 1. Read Sirach chapter 1. Sirach chapter 1, give me verse 26. Sirach chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
Sirach chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 27. Verse 26. If you desire wisdom, keep the Torah instructions, the first five books, and Yahweh shall give her unto you. Verse 27. For the fear of Yahweh is wisdom and instruction, and faith and meekness are his delight.
Meekness are his delight. All right, Psalms 111, verse 10. Brother Elijah Israel, the T. Roy. Brother Israel, hand me that Proverbs. Hand me that Proverbs. Amen. Proverbs 1, verse 7. Yeah, and that.
Psalms 111, verse 10. Fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all day to do his righteous instruction, his Torah instruction. His praise endure forever.
All right, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Brother Oshia Israel, the Northern Kingdom, D. Roy.
Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Just your father begin to not lose by wisdom and instruction.
God, where's the living on instruction? All right. Okay. All right. We got to be clear for why we're here. Matter of fact, and what day this is here in John chapter 19. John chapter 19, verse 31. Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy, John chapter 19, verse 31.
John chapter 19, verse 31. Verse 31 reads, Yah died Judah, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the hung on the tree on the Sabbath day.
Let me go ahead and straight it up for you. So don't want to be jealous. We want to be moved. Give me that Acts. I'm gonna straight it up real quick. But it is real. Give me that Acts chapter 5, verse 29 and 30. And we got to be real clear. Acts chapter 5, verse 29 and 30. Acts chapter 5.
Acts chapter 5, 29 and 30. 29. And Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we also obey Yahweh rather than man. Yeah.
Right, so we also obey Yahweh rather than man. What the world got going on.
Yeah. Yahweh of our fathers raised up Yahweh's son, whom you slew, and hanged on the tree.
All right, he was hung on the tree. Second, we're going to Acts. He's saying the same thing, same book. We're going to Acts real quick. We're going to Acts. All right, Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Pick up at verse 38 to 39.
Acts 10. 38, 39. 38. And our Father's Father. And our Son of God. With the righteous spirit and with power. Mm-hmm. But we're about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of this time.
Okay, what do you mean by healing by doing good? What is how you do good? Mm. How you do good? Let's see. All right, Brother O'Shea Israel, give me that Romans real quick. How you do good with good styles with Romans 7. Romans 7, pick up at verse 12 and verse 16.
Romans. Verse
12.
We are the
swerving slush and
the
righteous. Man, right. Romans chapter 7?
Yeah.
Let me, hold on, let me keep up there real quick. Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and 16. First five books, righteous, just good. Which he had commandment, first five books. Verse 16.
Verse 16. Then I do that which I will not. I consent unto the discussion that it is good.
That's what makes you good. That will make you good. People say, I'm good. No, you got to do what's written in the first five books. That's what makes you good.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to that Acts real quick. We left off at Acts 10. We left off at Acts 10 at the precept. Okay, back to Acts 10 again. All right, okay. You guys have a verse 38.
We're about to do good. And nearly all that were oppressed a devil. Our Father was with us.
Verse 39.
And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of Yada and in the north, who they slew and the tree.
Who they slew and hanged on the tree. So in this case, here's 39, y'all die. This is talking about the southern kingdom in this case. All right, just be clear. So it's got to watch the divide. Okay, all right, we're going to Galatians. We're going to Galatians real quick. We're going to Galatians real quick. Let's see what I want. All right, Galatians 3:13. Galatians 3:13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Brother Makai Israel to see Roy. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13.
Galatians.
Yeah, chapter 3, verse 13.
The book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13. Verse 13. Yahuwah the Son hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on a tree.
That is right. All right, curse is everything that hangeth on a tree. So they did. So that is clear to what they did. They did hung on trees, our forefathers. It's really clear about that. Okay, all right, give me that Deuteronomy 21. Go to Deuteronomy 21. One more. Deuteronomy 21. All right, 22 and 23. Deuteronomy 21, 22, 23. Brother Makai Israel, to see Roy. Deuteronomy 21, verse 22 and 23.
Deuteronomy, chapter 21.
And remember, class of Camp Boy, y'all got to know how to jump in and say, I got something to add to that. We got to pop this thing up. Y'all got something to add on? Go say, I got something. And Ruth said, what you got? Have the verse read. To tie into the rest of it. Let them know that we on something. I got something. Got something, Brother Elijah, Brother Oshia? Bring it on. I got something.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 21, verse 22 and 23. Verse 22. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree.
I'll go to tree. All right, 23.
Verse 23. His body should not remain all night upon the tree, but thou shalt in any wise bury him that day. For he that is hanged is accursed of Yahuwah, that they, that thy land be not defiled, which Yahuwah thy Yahuwah giveth thee for an inheritance.
You see that? So that's why when you read over there John 19:31, so I had to take them off so that the land would have been defiled. All right. Back to that John 19. Back to that John 19 again. So we had to go there. Let's straighten the thing out. Okay, John 19, verse 31. Again, be back to John 19, verse 31.
Book of John, chapter 19, verse 31. 31 reads, "Yeah, I died Judas, therefore, because it was the preparation, that the body should not remain upon hanging on the tree on the Sabbath day. But that Sabbath day was a high day."
So they say we are right now the what?
High day.
A high day. That's what I'm going to get out. It's the high day. We're on a high day right now. Okay. Let's go to that to Ezra's real quick. Going to Ezra's. See what I want.
Regular Ezra.
No, Ezra's in the 14th book. I make that second. Leave the second. Second Ezra's. Second Ezra's. I'm going to Second Ezra's. Sirach 33. We gonna pick up at verse 7. Sirach 33, verse 7. Brother Oshia Israel, the C. Roy. Sirach 33, pick up at verse 7. Okay, go ahead. All of them.
Some of them have made ordinary days.
Some he made ordinary days.
Verse 10.
That's it. That's all the way to Sirach 33, verse 7 through 9. Okay. All right, we're going to Leviticus. Leviticus real quick. All right, we're going to Leviticus. Give me that Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. Pick up at verse 1. Then skip down to Leviticus 23, verse 1, verse 9. Then skip down verse. All right, verse 33. Verse 33. Verse 33. All right, you got verse 33. Let's keep reading. Verse Leviticus 23, verse 1, 9, and pick up at verse 33. All right, Brother Elijah Israel, Leviticus 23, pick up at verse 1. Pick up at verse 1 and 2, skip down verse 9. 33, yeah.
Leviticus 23, verses 1 and 2, 9 and 33, verse 1 and 2. Now, Father spoke unto Moshe, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, concerning the feast of the Yahuwah, which he shall proclaim to be righteous convocation.
Righteous gathering.
Even these are my feet.
Even these are my feet.
9. Yahuwah spoke unto Moshe, saying,
saying what? Go ahead.
3. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest.
No, no, verse 33.
Verse 33.
And what? Verse 34.
Because of the children of Israel, say, the 15th day, this 7th month, shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days until the Yahuwah.
So this feast is only for 7 days. Go ahead, 35.
35. On the first day shall be a righteous gathering.
You're on the first day right now as we speak.
Yes.
You're on a righteous gathering as we speak right now.
You shall do no servile work therein.
That servile work means work where you get paid, your wages.
Verse 6. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahuwah. On the 8th day shall be a righteous gathering unto you. And ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahuwah.
Oh.
This is a solemn assembly.
Very.
This is no servile work therein.
Very.
They mean solemn assembly means this is serious business.
Now, I got something. I want to hear y'all say, I got something. Now, I got something, Hoshea. I got something. Let's run to, Exodus chapter 12, look at verse 1 and 16. I got something. This one, when we start to rack up some things, when we able to get in, and I got something. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 16.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. Yahuwah spoke to Moshe and Aaron in the land
of Midrain, saying, so we're doing talking. What did he say in 16?
16. In the first day, there should be a righteous gathering.
Right, we're doing that right now.
In the seventh day, there should be a righteous gathering.
Okay.
For you, no manner of work should be done in them, save that which every man must eat, that only may be.
Right, so the one that got to do temple business or whatever, got organizing, bringing the food, cooking the food, all that kind of stuff, that got to be done. That's what we're doing right now. Right? Right?
That's
That's what we're doing right now. So that's what somebody mean by the Sabbath day. All that gold and temple business will be put on the table. Now let's go to Leviticus chapter 20. Brother, what you in? Look at verse 1. 20 verse 1.
Chapter 20, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And God spoke to Moses, saying,
who's doing the talking? What he saying, verse 7 and 8?
Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be righteous, for I am
your father. What word is used there? Sanctify. Sanctify. Instead of a word was used again,
set apart.
Set apart. This is where it goes at. Yahweh speaking. Sanctify. You got that? Yeah. All right. What does it say in verse 8? Let's see if we get it, a second witness.
Verse 8. Keep my Sabbath and do them. I am Yahweh
with sanctify. What do Yahweh do? Sanctify you. See? Verse 24. He'll tell you why. To tell you why.
Verse 24.
Yep.
I have said unto you.
What?
You shall inherit your land.
Right.
And I will give it unto you.
Right. Right.
I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Who's doing this talking?
Yahweh.
What do you say?
Which shall separate you from other people.
So that's another word you can use. Sanctify or whatever. What word?
Separate.
That's another word to use. So who's doing the talking? What he say in verse 26?
You shall be righteous unto me.
Right?
I am Yahweh. I am Yahweh and righteous. And have served you from that repeat.
Seven. That's another word you can use. So if you see a word you can use instead of set apart? So what words you got to work with?
Seven.
You see that? That was the word you got to use when it come down for because this is what Yahweh said. I have sanctified you. I have separated you. Sanctified you. I have separated you. See the word we're using? Huh? See what word you're using? Now back up to Exodus 33. Back up to Exodus 33. Let's see what he's saying. You got to get all the time in past. When things like that come up, we got to not only show the correction, but we got to show exactly what place of it go with it. 33:16.
Mm-hmm. Well, wherein shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace?
And grace, that means that mercy. That mercy, go ahead.
Is it not in that you go with us?
Right.
Separated.
You'll be what?
Separated.
Not set apart, huh? Separated. From what? All right, from a separated
I and your people from all the people that are upon the face of the earth.
So you see the word we can use? Huh? See the word we use? Sanctified, separated, severed, right? Now, let's get one more in, 2 Kings 8. 1 Kings 8. Let's get one more in. Let's get one more in. We got to make sure we always